So you want to start us doing it?
Yeah.
Turn on each one, or turn one by one?
I'm just going to do one by one.
So thank you, Peter. James is exercising on the topic, attention awareness, and what is the internal process, beliefs, and assumptions,
I don't have one, but I have not got it yet.
Okay.
Is it the time or just the way?
You can circle that one. Yeah, 1 second.
Don't go through the list.
Yeah, we're going to go through the list. Let's take a little while though, because
there are more on what to do.
I think we should revise 10 upwards.
Yeah. 10 or more.
Yeah.
So both of those two facilitate.
We can do that in connection with one of us, but
sort of,
yeah.
Well, not
really. No, I'm just doing that. Who chose it as a facilitator? I really looked at the different parts in me that facilitate, because that's what I'm doing.
It's interesting because to me there are only two possibilities for you.
What we're doing with that is we're looking for the person that we actually love. So what we've been doing is role-playing having that person show up. Mm-hmm. And it's such a curve you say in yoga before, where we don't want to practice the thing we don't want. We don't want to practice the thing we do want to do. And we're with that. So I'm wondering why we have that. And then we're role-playing, being the person, bringing the center for the person.
First, we start off with fear.
This is
the way,
right?
And then
some of this
is
Now,
I wonder if this is being recorded because,
yes,
if it is, then we,
creating an environment, external and internal, assisting the facilitator.
And having the timeline for check-ins too around questions.
And the ongoing support.
Facilitating
from the fire. Injuries and opponents.
Well, we're going to do that with Karen, so that is the circle.
Facilitation opportunities / integrity.
Not going off on their own, but being in close contact with monitoring and
guidance. What's next? Supporting the foundation. Facilitation that brings no regret. How to share the practice of facilitation. Mm-hmm. Well, I think we talked about the first thing with the facilitator, whether we try to share the practice of facilitation with a trainer of other people. I think that's the conversation. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And in the first part, the practice of facilitation and no regret. I mean,
Okay, I'm not even sure when, you know, exactly.
Okay, we'll do some fun stuff with that then. Yeah.
We may still, okay, so we had a handout of that back in Project Opportunity Days. That might still be around. I'd be happy to see if I
can. We're going to go through some of those files and see if we can find some of that old stuff.
Yeah.
And also the getting out of the way CD that we did recording that discussed a lot of clarifying John not in the listening.
Good point. So do we have enough copies to get to everybody?
Charlotte.
Mm-hmm. You want a fire truck?
Next up, what time is it? Everybody checking the watch there? 7:20. You know, it we could do the same four parents, probably in this length of time. And what is the other? We need to do survival skills. You know, that can be kind of a lively, easy thing, actually, when it's at the end of the day and we're all. Start finding it on now, yes. How hard would it be for you to get that,
in the other way?
Yeah.
Just one house?
Yeah.
It's probably in the back hall.
That'd be pretty easy then. I don't know how long that section is. Alright, those of you who are left. Did you think you should start with the same for Karen, or do you have more things to go through?
If we got high on time in general, that could be one for a content call because we're not going to be ready.
When is your thing?
No, yeah. We forgot.
Oh,
I forgot
that
there was an extra. But I would like to do that one.
Okay. What is yours?
I'm doing a workshop for a congregational church on awareness and practice. And I don't put it in.
That sort of workshop, all day workshop, because it's what we ran into with what we were doing before, where it's just it's so resource heavy to try to come up with exercises to figure out and go over them and make sure that and what you do with that and all that.
Well, I got the day kind of laid out, and I just have a ton where I know I want to do a century imagery. I'm not asking for like a day to be laid out, but I would just like to hear components of imagery so that I can.
Well, let's see, I'm not comfortable with telling somebody what the components are and having them come up with an imagery.
Wow.
And that's such a high level. It really is big. So I think since you're committed, it sounds right, then what we'll need to do is, get through
that one.
And, come up with exercises and images,
okay.
Imagery that work.
I'm not committed to doing it.
Right, but you're committed to teaching awareness practice, which is, it is a level to teach awareness practice. It really is. If we can come up with some exercises that will get you through that with a minimum of
Just on the imagery component, it's high end, like what
the next step is for all of us to go on. Just even what you did, saying, when you're kind of, we're getting the group to kind of settle in for 10 minutes or however many minutes we decide to do, to even give them the wording of, just notice.
Well, we've got that. We've got that in that stuff that we laid out in the group.
I was just wondering if you need to be more helpful in how to create an imagery if you have to deliver an
imagery. Yeah.
Because
I gotta tell you, it makes me nervous to think of people going out and making this stuff up and doing it to people. It really makes me nervous. That's why in that, the creating the curriculum thing that we did, we spent so much time going through step by step. And it seems to me like that 10 minutes of seven in, didn't we create like 8 of those?
Oh,
yeah. So who has those? Yeah, but who has them?
We sent them in. Because I remember I sent it in. Rebecca?
Okay, Rebecca. Well, I send them out to everybody.
But I'm just talking about the centering at the beginning.
They're all apart. They're woven in.
But they had to get to you somehow.
Yeah. Everybody sent them to me, and then I sent them.
But I didn't. So I don't get that everybody sent them. I mean, I've kept most of them. So.
Oh, yeah, you're getting some. That was the first one. The first time we met, then you sent the initial one out. But then the second time when we all met, we sent in from our different groups that we worked with members.
Right, but did you change the centering exercises at the beginning?
No.
Okay, so you got
all the material, computer that's up.
Thank you. Yeah. Because I think we have good centering exercises that you could probably, you could do for 8 weeks of before you had to repeat anything. And by then, I think you would have a few of what you wanted to do. I think Dave's point is the essential one, is delivering it.
What I think would be helpful too is the ones that you sent out during the OET class, listening. I don't know if everyone was in that, but listening to how you're delivering them, that's really helpful. Mm-hmm. To hear your pacing and kind of how you pause, and some of them are short, so.
Yeah, some of them might lend themselves to this very thing.
Yeah.
Dave, and then Melinda and Alex.
It's funny you mentioned the summary a few minutes ago because I have an experience for myself and around it. That really is kind of hard to think about all the time. We can't be on our own making stuff up, experimenting on people. We really can't. It needs to be an indicator of monastery as part of our process. I think other people were saying that it just seems like it's really fun for granted.
Yeah. I gotta go here, and then I'll be back. So who was it, Melinda?
I'm just going to advocate for people taking the imagery and doing it into a tape recorder, and then doing the imagery from the tape recorder. Because it is so different delivering it than hearing it until you've done it a lot, I think. And you can catch where it is that it's too fast, or where it is that I've fallen asleep because there was way too much time, or, where the inflection is weird, or stuff like that.
Yeah, that's a really good tip. Yeah. Alex?
That's the other part, and also the imagery for an LBT. I just learned what they are, and I've had it for the guys in the trail of attention awareness. I really love it. I came up with the first one that's been there.
So that might be a good one for that. The reason that that's so dangerous is that I'm telling you, people will ask you questions you don't know the answer to. And as soon as somebody asks you a question and you don't know the answer to it, you block them. So, thank you.
I'll share the piece to my request.
I'll have to go to the
Maria, now what? Thank you, thank you.
This is our simple method. Who was it?
So, when I contacted you about this idea, I'm speaking, maybe it's 100 people or so for a weekend, and they're paying lots of money to hear the experts, which I've never considered myself an expert on. It's called an Artful Living Weekend. And
you are living the life. You have been for many, many years. These people are paying a lot of money on how
I live. Exactly. I'm just one of those people.
This is why I'm really excited to be doing this.
And it occurred to me right off the bat that, when I was looking at for myself, what is artful? And then I started contemplating different words, and it occurred to me that it would be really fun if, perhaps, to present an experience to these folks about going inside and looking for themselves what is artful. And Chris mentioned it yesterday or the other day about when we were all in our walking, like just the simple, imagine something beautiful and where you feel that in your body. So I was really looking for some guidance because I can really not a guided imagery in the sense that we do it, but simply some ideas in that.
Yeah, how to take that audience from to engage.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have them have their own experience of what it is that you're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's really excellent. And so it sounds like you know what you want to do.
It does.
And it, in my experience, it can be as simple as that. So if you would just close your eyes for a moment. And then what does artful mean to you?
Well, I even wrote down some words. Artful, handmade. I'm looking at cooking and eating. Well, cooking when you eat, and what are your favorite foods? And then creativity, satisfaction, beauty, nourishment, sustenance, camaraderie, pleasure, abundance, wealth, and gratitude.
I'm there. So you just look at what of that you want them to kind of where you want them to be. I mean, truly, you read that list and I was sitting on the terrace looking at this beautiful plate of food out there with them.
Well, it's really fun to listen to, to notice the projection. I mean, that conditioning wants to make about all these things. I just drop that and just, these are concepts that really are valued for me or just enjoyment. And then, And
you're looking for a way to engage them, and do you want to open it up for them to respond, or are you really just asking them to look inside and have their own experience?
I don't think I have that much time, because by that time I want a lot of things to be, the pottery, the process, and most common potters, and then I get to talk about the cheese making, and I can really talk about anything I want to.
Mm-hmm.
So
And then you really use this to sort of put them in the mood.
I hope so. That's my, just something different. And also, you know, that sneaking in is an awareness experience.
Mm-hmm.
You're not even calling it that.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you something else that for many, many years that did for me. I would do something like that right at the beginning because it helps me
come. Yeah, I can imagine.
Okay, I just walked out.
Okay, would you close your eyes? And I'm going to have a PowerPoint.
Yeah.
You can take a picture.
Yeah.
Well, I think you're done.
I mean, and hopefully it's not indulging the voices, but not to turn it into something that you don't know and that you can't do. And
yes.
You're not an expert in this subject, and all the things are just not true.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. And then, there still seems to be this overall kind of question about. The conclusion of it, how to conclude it, and maybe as I work on it, I'll find someone to ask that.
Yeah. If you know what one of the, what just occurred to me when you said that was, just take a moment and consider three steps that you would enjoy taking toward having more of the
or if they're here to look at ways they can bring in art into their lives, like spending money. I would understand that. Really?
Yeah. They're looking at their lives being more artful.
Okay, that was a conversation I was playing with.
Yeah. So what are three things that you can see right now that would make your life more?
Mm-hmm.
Give them 2 minutes and then.
And also, you know, I mean, my look at Buddhist, you know, this is like, I'm privileged because I live a lot. Doing things I love, and maybe that's kind of the conclusion. Because then once I do that, then I'm going to just starting my process.
Yeah. Well, for me, I would just have an experience, talking, you know, PowerPoint, bring it back to them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that back to awareness, and patience. You know, that they're engaged in that, that they really get that this is for them. This is being done for them. So,
and there will be time for feedback because the Liberty Center, I'm part of the meeting. I mean, there's these times for interaction.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So if they have questions, they can come up and ask you or
something.
Yeah, by pottery. Exactly.
Okay. Thank you.
So where are we? Sure. And what?
Did you say you wanted to say those for this evening?
Well, it sounds like we might have more than enough. If people see something up there that it feels like you could address right now, so many of those things, it seems like they've kind of gathered the privileged environment thing, and actually, you found the
Cameron, and then earlier, you said maybe Dave would have us practice the two chairs that we started.
Yes.
I'm wondering if that's part of
I can't see the board.
It's not fit there anything there.
But it's right there. That would be fun.
Sure, that'd be good.
Oh, it sure would. Hey, you want to wait for a little bit to get back in the room right before we leave, and then let's give that in public to come.
That's great.
Okay, who is three?
Can I ask a quick question about facilitating from the side? Can someone give just a add in?
Yes. So who has a difficult facilitation
then? Sorry, I'm going to say client.
I'll be allocated here. Yeah, you need difficult.
So I've been thinking about this karma issue thing, and I don't know why I'm doing this, because I come into this karma, nothing's going to change, and I'm always going to be this way, and so I just think I'm wasting my time here. Isn't that sad that, you come into karma and that's it, so, why bother a little bit?
Okay. So you're wondering about karma.
Yeah, because, this is who I am, and I've got my karma, and that's it, and so, the frustration that I'm always angry in this way, and then, nobody cares about me, but that's the way it's going to be, it's my karma, isn't it? Don't you agree?
Well, yes, I do.
That's one of my most favorite questions. I was really puzzled when I looked at that last chapter myself. He said, there is this thing, that we call karma, we all come into this life, but I have my own. And that's my greatest opportunity. And I'm going to say that's the work that we're doing in practice, because there is this way that I can sort of condition to not have the life that I want, or sabotage my life in different ways, or limit myself, and that's not really what I want for myself. And that is what practice is all about. It helps me to move through that and move on to a bigger place.
So, are you saying that karma is actually an inspiration for your practice?
It absolutely is. Yep, it absolutely is.
So did you get that phrase about the chatting? So from the side is from asking other folks to do this. Well, that from the side is what happened is and so I was doing the and now we can fast forward to Claire, 10 minutes later, I'm still trying to get something going about karma, but and so David goes like this, as a jet. So then he takes it, and he owes the experience that she is talking about. He speaks to it in a way that addresses her issue. I can't do that as a facilitator, but he can do it from the side. So anytime, what we were talking about is always being so with what's going on. It's like improv. We know it's true, but then improv. and so always being so there that when the scene needs something, you're right there. It's not like, okay, well, they're talking about karma, and I don't really care about karma. I'm just thinking about my stuff. Okay, we're all right there all the time. Okay.
For me, it's a service to the energy in the room. And so here's the person coming at you, you make yourself the biggest, easiest part of the kids, but it's okay to go to and you know, you can tell that when it comes Sunday morning, so I'm going to tell you because it'll be this sort of yes and thing that I can put the energy, send it in, and we'll just kind of suck all the energy out of the room. Some of the pressure facilitators on the side, and we'll take something facilitators that they're basically yes and or drawing out in the way that you were, and then that kind of comes to me, and we go back and forth a little bit like that, so it's fun. Then we just pump up the energy back over. Again, I'm done. I don't need to bring anything about me that I'm trying to work on. I can get back over the room, but now there's a nice big energy.
Well, I just have to note that they have a special technique for doing that in case the facilitator isn't looking at it. Which is take your note that you're going under for the third time. The next line just swamped. And usually, you know, the monks will be towards the back of the room anyway. So it's not like the rest of the room sees that sort of thing go on. And of course, you all know what's going on. So,
you make eye contact with the student, and yeah, I'm here. Whenever you're ready to get bailed out, I'm absolutely on the way. I'm ready to jump in. Do what you guys need to do.
Yeah.
I have experience as a facilitator looking for that person to do that.
Yeah.
I know I'm reaching out to
my group. Yeah. There's
something you had to hand up that I said I was going to call in that I didn't.
Right.
I was going to say, I think it's that kind of point. If there aren't the facilitators jumping in, then you could fill out the break.
Yes. That would be a good one. Yeah. So, yeah, comment is such a big topic. And I know a lot of people have really looked at that. So that would be an interesting one for all of us to explore. And then you start talking about your experience with karma and practice and how you work with that. And, yeah.
It's interesting about that, the conversations in the class, because I always feel like I'm not, you know, I mean, there's been times, I mean, I'm still here, but in other places, but I feel like it's time to do that, but I always feel like that's kind of like taking care of or that's to be inappropriate.
Well, the facilitating from the side is the same, what you're doing is coming from the same place you would be coming from if you were sitting here.
Right.
Yeah, so there's no caretaking, it's just you're facilitating. But we don't have a guideline against that. Now, what we have a guideline against is, talking about somebody else's experience or that sort of thing, but not, we don't have a guideline about coming in with what is true for me about that.
I think another big one that's like the karma and stiffer is someone who wants to know what are your qualifications to be doing this, or what, you know, who are you sitting up there and serving? And I don't have those in me. That's a big fear of like, what's going to come up?
Someone's going to.
Do you know the
best answer?
No.
okay,
they
want to just.
My whole fear around this?
Okay, no, this being your worst facilitation
for. Oh, right. So, you know, going back to karma, and everyone's supposed to end their own suffering, so, you know, who do you think you are? You just tell me that I can end my suffering, you know, I've been doing this for so long, and nothing's changed, and you know, how am I ever gonna do this, and kind of like it. But or qualifications, like what are your qualifications to become me that I can end
well, now, first of all, let me be clear that I'm not telling you anything. Mm-hmm. So that would be an important one for us to get clear about. Supposedly, when people came to the Buddha, one of the first things he said to them was, believe nothing that I say. And the way I interpreted that is,
you can't hate somebody when they're saying the way I interpret that. I'm not saying that this is true. I'm saying the way I understand that is that we are required to have our own experience of everything in life. That we can't look to an authority to take responsibility for us. So what each one of us, you know, supposedly the Buddha's last words were, you must look out your own salvation diligently. And so that's what each of us is practicing. And that's what I'm doing. So this is, what I'm doing here is for my practice. If somebody else benefits from that, that's right. Why I am here with all of you is it's more fun. Never take it personally and never take it seriously. Yeah. Also, there's the very popular quote now. There are a couple actually very popular quotes about basically these kind of people, they're suffering. Mm-hmm. You know, the experience where you're sitting at. And a person, when you were starting out, there was so much anger in what you were, that is something that's coming from a suffering person. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, I'm lost, I don't know what to do.
Well, because the story that I always go, that was my first, my second year teaching at a parent meeting. I had a parent teacher, thank you, thank you. I remember my first year teaching, and ran across, you should join me teaching. What qualifications do you have? Mine wasn't as kind as that. Mine was, why did you dream of something? What qualifications do you have? Parent. I thought I'm done, ready to just fire me tonight, so I need to speak to my department chair, and I said, you guys said something gave you a finger, and that was good for you. So we couldn't get fired, but that was that. Someone's going to ask me,
However, other people who don't believe that,
seems to enjoy it and get a lot out of it.
Going on all the time.
When we are physically active, we are balancing. So the awareness can arise, and the physical activity makes that energy available to the system. Mm-hmm. If the system isn't using it, anything that's excess or anything that, of course, the conditioning can get hold of is going to be it.
I really enjoyed the idea of turning the table on the
criticism or whatever, I think that really works well in terms of just in general.
Uh-huh.
Not necessarily a review, but just in general. I, you know, that's something that I work with and kind of enticed it in some way to kind of. But what I saw when that conversation was going on was that, of course, it's such a, it's like a double benefit, because then, I project at least, it's a great practice opportunity for the situation in group when somebody comes back. So there I am facilitating, and I already have this skill because I do it all the time. You know, the movement to get there is not too much, because I practice like self-facilitation. But then the self-facilitate, the only way I'm able to facilitate anybody is if I can do that for me. And so it just seems like a wonderful transition.
Yeah, and so it's the inspection system. So if your internal,
isn't it being chaos?
Yeah, it's jumping out at you all the time. And there you are. You know, you're always there, ready to, like, you know, then when somebody comes at you in group, it's like, that's very good, and that's an inspiration to be doing internal facilitation all the time, not just when it's an emergency.
Yeah, absolutely. As I said, like, not just for like a review or something. This is that kind of. Perhaps the high level of strength, but just on an every moment basis, there's always a criticism coming.
Oh, yeah.
To be able to turn the tables on that and say, you know, yeah, okay, well, and then to start into that facilitation role,
yes.
It seems like in some ways it's the foundation of facilitating.
Yeah, and it does something else that Jen was modeling. So what I hear you saying is, so what we're projecting is, you know, this kind of toxic condition, throw in the fever. So I hear you projecting that I am. Just that language, it is such a great freedom tool. You're projecting that I am. So who really is having this problem?
I thought
it was yeah. Well, I'm kind of helpful if something does happen in the course of facilitation that I recognize it's going to be a weapon to anticipate it. And particularly the middle of the night use of this thing, conditioning itself, take it so fond of, you know, wake up and that's what comes in. And just simply say, and still have a conversation with it before I go to sleep, saying, okay, so I know you're going to come in the middle of the night, and you go right ahead and do that, and I'm ready.
Yeah,
I'm not going to listen to it then, just like I'm not listening to it now. And to make that commitment to myself really clearly.
Another excellent point, another tremendous practice point, make a commitment for yourself, to yourself, and to it.
Yep. Yep.
Become somebody you can count on.
Yeah, it's so extraordinarily empowering to then, you know, wake up in the middle of the night, feel that it's mindset, and know that it doesn't have any power.
Mm-hmm.
Because I kept my own power.
Yeah, and then it does have that.
Yes.
So you have all of these. Come on, you little guy. Yeah.
Dave. Another tip, watch out for the last 10 minutes of group.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of times what will happen is you're really present, you're cruising through the whole group, and then you realize, you look at the clock, and you realize, ooh, it's just fell over, and the stress starts to be a little, kind of like you start reading the retreat others, kind of gave them the facilitation, and then you start standing fire, exactly. Yeah, and then when somebody starts in, and then there's a little something that happens, and that's the thing you need to go on for the whole rest of the future, like,
yeah.
Something that I find helpful after the silence, and even if focused later on in the day, is to find someone to reflect, to be reflective looking with.
Uh-huh.
So either, you know, calling up someone who I know I can do that with, or just turn to my husband and say, look, this reflects me.
That's just their reflection.
Yeah.
And that really
is such an important distinction. Not let me bend your ear about this thing. So conditioning comes in and takes over and reinforces itself, but I really need you to reflect me.
Yeah.
And that's been so helpful because then for me, since it's more for me to say that, you know, he's getting it now more and more, but that really is for me to say it. I just need you to reflect it because then I'm reinforcing that for myself.
Yes.
That I'm not here to have a I'm just here to.
Well, and it's such a critical juncture because you know what you need. You know that you need to do something with this energy.
Right.
And if you did, so you disidentify in order to ask somebody to reflect you, but if somebody doesn't reflect you, then there's the opening for conditioning to come in and get you to start telling the story, which is when it takes back over.
Mm-hmm.
So you disidentify enough to ask somebody to reflect you, they reflect you, and it's just win, 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 win.
Yeah.
Can we talk about this? But just to underline it, the guidelines that are already set up for the group are each and everyone in there to support us on so many levels as facilitators and as people as it works out. And it, for me, allowed that when I, began to build in the world. I made a little, just to set a vow to myself as a facilitator. Who one of them is just trying to drop it from the coat. And, tie it together. It's that each of those guidelines, even as we introduce the group and kind of in a way that, just asking people to be on time and not allowing someone to interplay and all of those things.
That's really how you want and want it.
Yeah, no, they're more significant than.
There's the one that was in Mountain View forever. It's a meditation and process.
Mm-hmm.
And just stick that sign out and walk the door.
Yeah, those things ending on time. Every single guideline there is about the group has this one to support us on any level.
Yeah.
It's just, there are other workshops that I teach that are not just classes, but I use the same guidelines about, on time and the way people share and discussion like that. There's a couple of times that I've let people, let's say, for example, coming late because there was a parking thing. Those people have been any vampire. I can't agree.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen these examples like that throughout.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen the same thing in this practice in this very room.
Mm-hmm.
It's every one of those guidelines that exist to support everything. The practice has been.
I really like that idea as a personal practice to come up with the things for each person. What do I need to remind myself of right before I sit down to start this? And just do the, there you are in the cockpit. you've got your checklist. How do I take off without making sure everything is ticked off?
For me, it's kind of like putting on my clothes.
This is what I'm doing. This is why I'm doing it. This is what I want to remember. And then that may be the last thing that you hear. That's good. Okay, we're out of time. Okay. Let's get the two chairs home, okay?
Okay. So it's a rare target visual facilitation. You need two people. What I think for myself is it'll be.
You need two people or two chairs?
We need two internal people.
Okay.
I wasn't on the two chairs necessarily because the people who love that. But anyway, don't
talk about that. Oh, that's huge. Okay. Yeah, I've just got.
Yeah, we'll
start
there for a minute.
I thought it was right.
So, yeah, you have one bottle. if I do is the bean, whoever that happens to be, and the Mr. Boy Father facilitator. But you can also look at it as a different part of you, and the Mr. Boy facilitator. And so you've got two goals, And then you just find a quiet place where you're not going to be heard. And then you do a facilitation and get your view on an external facilitation with people. I would start out as a facilitator because that's the one that's most important in an emergency. So I'd say, you know, I'll call, like it really is two chairs or two blocks or two logs or two spots on grass or something. So you start out in mind and say, so, you know, what do you want to talk about? And then the other person says, well, they want to say, and then you can request either by listening or however you want to facilitate that.
Now, do you, what would you like to talk about? Do you then get up and go to that other place?
Yeah, and you have to push apart. It has to be a physical movement. That's what makes it such a powerful thing, because you actually have to get up and change.
Mm-hmm.
And so, there's a couple ways that I do. I don't know if we'll offer everybody, but one is just sitting down like that. You're also walking. Like, I'll be walking and I'll be looking this way to facilitate, looking this way to the person who's being facilitated. So, if that's why you want to know this, so we're going to talk about it. I don't know what's going on. And so, like you're saying, it's been so long down the road because if you still have a physical movement, so it's going to make it easy to understand it.
Yeah. One thing that I would offer people to play with, if it's seated, assume the physical posture of whoever it is. So, you know, if it's a distressed personality, and that's the way you feel, and that's going on, then when you, you know, back in the circle of self, that's the way you feel, you really sit like that. And when you're the facilitator, you're sitting in a facilitator position. Again, sending a lot of signals to each system for things to...
Okay. I wish it would
help out. Oh,
yeah. Okay. You know, not easy. It's too easy to get confused.
Yeah. And do you try to vocalize it in the, I mean, would you use the facilitator's tone of voice and language and then really the other person talk as them?
Yeah, well, sometimes kind of what I'm doing. I mean, there's so much stuff you can do with it, you know, because sometimes I'll just be a facilitator. I'll just basically do a sort of relationship for somebody. Sometimes it's more like a little kid, in the room, it's more of an injury situation. And then there could be even, you know, sort of like, he's not Dr. Trumpet, and you could work people through problems together and stuff like that. But it's just, you know, the best case I love is that it depends on kind of who's there, you know, what kind of stuff it is.
Now, is there going to be, did you have questions about that? Or
if we're doing that, so we're just going to find folks now.
Yeah. And is there time in the schedule for people to be able to do that, the customer?
Well, there would be time between lunch and 3 o'clock.
Okay.
And then there would be time, you know, only a portion of people participate in the evening meal cleanup. So there's a pretty generous amount of time after supper, too, I think.